Hey everyone, the following is a free 10-minute preview of the popular Inside the 18 Goalkeeper podcast. Want to continue watching or listening? Then join a 30-day free trial of the Union GK app, the new exclusive home of the podcast. For more info, go to www.theuniongk.com or download the Union GK community on Apple or Google Play stores. Thanks for all your support, and we'll see you on the Union. Welcome to Inside the 18. I'm Michael Magid, live from Hollywood, California. With me in lovely Woodland Hills, California, before it rains again this weekend. That's the way they make it happen for 99 World Cup winner Saskia Weber. And joining us from somewhere where it rains enough that they know how to deal with it, as opposed to here, where we shut down every field if we have 0.2 inches of rain, St. Louis SC assistant coach, making his fifth appearance on Inside the 18, Mitch Hildebrandt. What's up, dude?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it's probably nicer there than it is here right now, but
it's 81 degrees right now. It's really nice. It's just it's gonna rain again.
It's just gonna rain.
I just moved the sandbags, Mike.
Oh my god. Yeah, Mitch, I don't know if you know this, dude, but like if we get like half an inch of rain, like you have to put out sandbags because literally the roads can't drain. It can't handle any Nothing type drains. Of rain at all.
It's insane. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I just move them away from the garage door and then I just move them back. Because apparently we live in Seattle now. Not really sure what's going on.
You guys are getting like a decade full of rain at one time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I haven't had to like add water to the pool. I haven't had to like water Perfect. The lawn.
isn't LA on like a permanent drought? So it's nice to get some water every once in a while.
I'm not complaining. It's fine. It's a workout to move the sandbags anyway.
True.
Speaking of workouts, Mitch, being on the show for the fifth time, you're part of the Five Timers Club now. That's a workout in itself, having to put together all these session designs and presentations and everything. Five times?
Is it really five times?
Yeah, dude. You've been on five times. Yeah.
I think Todd might have me beat, huh? He's on here quite a bit.
Yeah, Todd's been on quite a bit. I'd have to look and see who's been on the show the most. That would be, if anybody out there, if any like really crazy deep cut insider is watching right now and wants to do that research, we would appreciate.
There's some women that have been on quite a few times too.
Jill.
Yeah, there was like that goalkeeper academy that's run by the women's group.
Jill. Yeah.
TK. Oh, that one. They've been on quite a bit.
Yeah.
No. And shout out to everything they've been doing.
Apparently we open every show talking about TKI lately.
I mean, this is
free advertising. Are you guys getting paid? Cause
I know. Yeah, and like last show we talked about it for like 10 minutes.
Mitch, if we were getting paid, we would be getting an email response back. In regards.
That's good.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit about kind of what you got going on. Obviously, you know, now you're at St. Louis. Shout out to you guys, by the way. Congratulations! What a wonderful first season in the league last year, and obviously, you know, the job that Berkey did, you know, in goal. I mean, just talk about stepping into the league and just, you know, making a name for yourself right away. I mean, it was just massive.
Yeah. It's nice having a goalkeeper of that caliber here. It shows that, you know, using a high quality spot in this league can definitely help you in those moments. Mm-hmm. And I know for our young goalkeepers and, you know, the academy kids to watch a Champions League goalkeeper still kind of in his prime every day is only for the benefit to later on for the club. So I think it's good for everybody.
No, I like that you said that because, you know, back in the day, that high quality spot, that money, like, wouldn't be going to a goalkeeper. You know, sure. And it was like, okay, well, we're not going to bring in a goalkeeper, international, what have you, because, you know, we don't want to use an international spot. We don't want to use this for a goalkeeper. We'll find a local goalkeeper. We'll get him to where we want to do. And now, like, with the changing and the way goalkeeping is changing, and how important it is, it always has been, but how important it is now is like the, you know, the that 11th official player on the field. Like, now you're seeing that more and more where, no, we, that's one of the big spots. We have to put somebody in goal.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to have somebody that is a soccer player rather than just a goalkeeper, a leader, not just a player, and somebody that has the experience. So it's kind of, it's good. You know, it's like when I was back in Atlanta and they brought Brad back, you know, to have somebody up the spine that has that experience is only good for the group.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, one of the things that, you know, Mitch, in regards to all of that, I think a lot of people out there, to just be clear about, people aren't bringing in international goalkeepers because we're not developing any goalkeepers in this country. There's some great young goalkeepers coming through the system. Obviously, you worked with Summit Sporting KC when you were in that capacity over there. But the world is changing. The game is changing. And honestly, goalkeeping development in this country for such a long time was just focused on, as you've talked about before, on just, you know, training in isolation and walking, catching the ball. And when you get a goalkeeper that's grown up in a different environment where it's about team tactics first and then the goalkeeping aspect of the shot stopping second, you know, it just allows them to share that knowledge with a new generation.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for a new club that's just starting out, you know, we're setting the goalkeeper standard with the club, you know, and you know, later on, you know, our next starting goalkeeper will probably be an academy kid and on through there. So we're definitely looking to develop, you know, our goalkeeper director, Alex Langer, has been doing an amazing job with all the way down through the academy and the second team to develop goalkeepers for the future. But as a new club, you know, we can't throw a 15-year-old kid that, you know, we got from another academy. And, you know, so we need to start somewhere, and to have kind of the top to show these kids how it's done, I think is the way to go.
No, absolutely. When we were doing the expansion draft for NWSL, like, that was one of the main things I had said for Utah and for Bay was, you guys got to start from the back forward. You know, you've got to get that stability, that experience in the back, starting with your goalkeeper, going up through the middle. You know, you can play around with your outside backs a little bit, but then, you know, kind of build it forward, not from the top back, you know, because you need that experience. You need leaders back there because, you know, you're a new team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, now, speaking of a new team, Mitch, you've been doing some things that I don't want to say that they're like unorthodox for goalkeeper coaches out there, but because the landscape is changing and everything like that. But like, you've gone a little bit of different direction with your career path recently. You're not focusing solely on goalkeepers, but you're focusing more on like performance analysis and like, you know, working on set pieces and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't do goalkeeping at all. So when you say don't focus at goalkeeping, so I don't do goalkeeping at all. I mean, I sit with our goalkeeper coach in the office and we talk goalkeeping. And you know, I'm trying to stay a part of the union as much as I can, but I'm still part of the coaching staff, so I gotta throw my digs out when I can. And but it's yeah, from my career path, I thought it was best for me to go a different direction for the longevity and the passion of where I want to be. And, you know, and also, you know, I kind of had a knee injury while I was playing. So you can't be a goalkeeper coach forever with a bad knee. So you got to figure something else out. But yeah, I think to learn the game and kind of doing, you know, I love what I'm doing. I love where I'm at and I love what I learn every day.
You know, and by the way, guys, if you like learning and stuff and everything like that, you can continue watching this show where we're going to be talking about alternative coaching opportunities. And you can check out all the wonderful podcasts on the Union platform, as well as engage with top mentors, share your own content, DM people, all sorts of cool stuff. Just go to uniongk.com. You can find out that information on how to download the app on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Just go to the Union GK community on those stores and you can get it. So if you're watching the free preview right now, we really appreciate it. Again, you can just subscribe over there and you can watch it. You don't have to pay or anything like that. And we will see you soon. But for everybody else, let's continue on the conversation. So Mitch, what do we mean by alternative coaching opportunities?
We hope you've enjoyed this free preview of Inside the 18. And it's enticed you to check out the Union GK community on Apple and Google Play stores. Keep paying it forward, everyone, and we'll see you on the app.